Join us as Jim Wyatt, senior writer and editor for the Tennessee Titans and the website TitansOnline.com. Jim, thanks so much for your time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Jim, Colts and Titans, Monday Night Football. It's the first foray into AFC South play on this side, at least. Before we get into anything else, you know, I've got to ask, what's the update on Marcus Mariota? I understand you all were told, you know, Monday that it could be a game-time decision. And, Jim, I promise you, nobody from the team's going to hear this. So do you think Mariota plays on Monday?
Yeah, we'll probably have a better idea at the end of the week, just because it will really depend on what he's able to do in practice leading up to this past week's game against the Dolphins. He was very limited in practices. And I know the plan this week is for him to do more, at least the expectation or hope is he can do more, but probably not going to have a real good feel until the end of the week, maybe even leading up to the game.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Now, if he can't go, the team had Matt Castle under center last week against the Dolphins. 21 of 32, 141 yards with a touchdown, but he was sacked six times. So no matter which quarterback's playing, that kind of pressure isn't going to help. And factor in 2 for 13 on third downs. How can the Titans, if Mariota doesn't play, do a better job on offense on Monday against the Colts?
Well, they got to run the ball. I mean, that's one thing that would help them. You know, they had inconsistencies on Sunday against the Dolphins and another slow start. Which has really plagued this team through the first part of the season. They've got to be able to start faster, not being a hole, and that would allow them to run the ball. They'll have to protect better. You mentioned the six sacks. Some of that's on the O-line. Some of it's on Castle for holding the ball too long. So, and guys will just have to be better around him. I would think that another week of practice would help him. Again, the hope is that the starting quarterback is back, but if it ends up being Castle, he'll just they'll have to play better around him, is the way Mike Mularkey has described it.
And then on the other side of the ball, you know, the Titans defense played very, very well last week. You know, Miami had I think just 92 yards passing and maybe two drives that went for more than 20 yards, but has it been kind of an up and down type season for that unit overall? What's the story of the Tennessee defense so far?
Well, it was up, but then just kind of bottomed out against Houston. I mean, it's been a pretty good defense up until a game down in Houston when they lose 57-14.
Sure.
They gave up 50 points, and one of them was a pick six. So that doesn't necessarily kind of get the defense. But
right.
It was just a shaky performance. I mean, they were not very good in coverage. It allowed Deshaun Watson just too much time. He was able to escape some pressures. It was just it's different than what we've really seen here in other games. They bounced back against the Dolphins. I think that game, hurt their pride a little bit and certainly made them dig in when people were questioning them. You know, Dick LeBeau said before that game, hey, that's not us. We're going to prove it. And I think against the Dolphins, they did that. But it's a long season, 11 games left. Just because you fix it one week doesn't mean it's fixed for good. So they'll have to continue to play at a high level against a Colts team that certainly has had their number in recent years.
Yeah, and off of that, you know, it's well known, you know, Colts have defeated the Titans now 11 straight times, 16 of their last 17. And I know each of those games is different. I don't know how useful it is to try to figure out exactly why Tennessee hasn't been able to clear this hurdle, you know, for so long now. But it's obviously it's staring them in the face. Do you think it's something players or coaches are talking about? Does it give them any motivation? You know they're going to get asked about it plenty this week.
Yeah, they'll be asked about it. And I will say that Mike Mularkey, I'm sure he will answer it the same way he has any other streak that's come up. I mean, it's a different team. I've been around for all those games. I've witnessed every one of them in the series. So I know how this series has played out. And some of those games, the Titans just were not able to close the deal. Some of them, the Colts were just flat better than they were. But it's a long streak that everyone here knows needs to end. Now, there's so many new faces on both the Titans and the Colts. I think the Titans have 15, 20 guys that weren't even on the team last year, so they don't know much about history. And and guys that maybe come from other teams weren't a part of those long streaks. There's only a handful. You know, there's some guys that certainly have been around for a chunk of those, but it's a new team. It's a new season. You want to end it just so fans get the Titans fans out of their misery, because it's been a miserable streak for them having to deal with that for so many years. But I think the players looking at this like, hey, it's a chance to get to 3-3, get a chance to get to 2-1 in the AFC South, and it's a chance to set back a team in your division. So that's the motivation this week.
Right. And, our friend Mike Chappell tweeted today, last two Titans quarterbacks to beat Indy, Matt Hasselbeck in 11 and Kerry Collins in 08. I mean, that's going back a while, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, because that's skipping over the Jake Lockers of the world and the Zach Mettenbergers of the world, and Marcus Mariota obviously has not done it yet. So, you know, it's been a while. And, again, I've witnessed every one of those games and have seen them play out differently. You know, Titans will be ready for this game on Monday, coming off, you know, back-to-back losses. And so they'll be ready to play, but it won't be because wanting to end the streak. It'll right. be because, hey, this is a big game for the Titans.
Sure. Well, I want to thank our guest today, Jim Wyatt. You can follow him on Twitter at JWyattSports. Jim, thanks for your time. We'll see you on Monday in Nashville.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.